Next patient is Sherry Green. The last name is G-R-E-E-N. Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I-E. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old female that is a type 1 diabetic. Period. The patient is followed by Ms. Hannah Campbell, APRN, for the blood sugar as well as the hypothyroidism. The patient continues to have a serum creatinine that is 1.3. The estimated EFR is down to 43.5. There is no evidence of proteinuria. I think that the decrease in the blood sugar has been associated to the poor control of the blood sugar and the hemodynamic changes. The patient doesn't have proteinuria, which is a good thing. We discussed the possibility of making adjustments in the diet in order to get a better blood sugar control and arrest the progression of the nephrosclerosis in the kidney. Number two, type 1 diabetes that is out of control, the hemoglobin A1C, 8.5, which is consistent with the blood sugar a little over 200 most of the time. Following number. Arterial hypertension that is under control. The body weight is 181 pounds. The blood pressure is 140 over 78. BMI is 32. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, irritable bowel syndrome that has been asymptomatic for the most part. Following number, chronic back pain that prevent her to walk. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Parnassa. P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. There is no evidence of activity. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, history of CVA in the past without sequela. We are going to continue with the same medications. He is a type 1 diabetic. There is no evidence of proteinuria. She is on ARBs. We're going to continue with this approach. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.